I was just out and about. Thought I'd see if anybody wanted to play some round ball.
You're listening to the Bet Slippin' Podcast's Daily NBA Show, featuring Jeff Clark from USA Today Sportsbook Wire.
What's up, homies? Thanks for streaming the regular season finale of the Bet Slippin' Podcast Daily NBA Show. It's Friday, April 8th, and there's a 9-game slate tonight in the association. I actually have three best bets. My three best bets are the Detroit Pistons plus 5.5 points. I'm taking the Miami Heat plus 1.5 points, and I'm laying 2.5 points with the Chicago Bulls, all home teams this Friday. But first, some housekeeping. This is the last NBA regular season podcast I'm going to record. Saturday, there's a 4-game slate. Sunday, there's a big slate, but I'm not going to give out picks publicly for either one of those days for different reasons. You know, the slate's too small on Saturday, and Sunday I'll be watching the Masters, watching baseball, and not sure there's going to be much value to extrapolate from that slate anyways. But next week, I'll be dropping a Bet Slippin' podcast in your guys' feed with my co-host Nathan Beagle. I'll be breaking down the play-in games in some form. Most likely it'll be a podcast. I'll also be doing an NBA playoff preview, most likely in podcast form as well. I'll also be writing day in, day out for sportsbookwire.usatoday.com, the presenting website of this podcast. I'm doing NBA coverage throughout the playoffs, obviously, and I'll be doing baseball season long. I also got a season long MLB betting thread you guys can check out at my Twitter, which is at Jeffrey_Clark, GEOFFERY_Clark, CLARK. I'll obviously be doing more MLB betting when the NBA postseason wraps up. And again, I'll be doing NBA writing, postseason writing for sportsbookwire.com. And I'll also be public posting picks on my Twitter if you guys want to follow along that way. I'm not sure if I'll do an NBA daily postseason podcast. I got to talk to the higher ups about that. But you can find out that news by following my Twitter, and I'll keep you guys posted. Thanks for supporting me as long as you guys have. And if you followed me this season, you definitely made money. If you faded me, you've definitely lost money. So if I've made you some money, please do me a favor and subscribe, rate, and review the Bet Slippin' podcast on Apple, on Spotify. Show us some love on social media. A couple of you have already done so, and I appreciate that. But let's talk about some basketball. I guess my records first. I moved to 8-1 on the week with a 2-0 performance on Thursday. My April long record, or my April record, excuse me, is 11-1. My season long record when I started this podcast in the beginning of 2022 was 113-81, so 32 games above 500. I'm mostly picking -110 lines, or sometimes I'll be -107 or -115, but you get the point. So most of those picks are against -110 odds. 32 games above 500, that's no record to sneeze at. But let's get into the handicapping today. Again, there's a 9-game slate in the association Friday, and I have three best bets. My first best bet, I'm taking the Detroit Pistons plus 5.5 here. I think there's some suspicious line movement. There is some suspicious line movement as far as I'm concerned. This line opened with the Bucks at 7.5, and they're getting a majority of the action from the public, at least according to pregame.com, but the Pistons are getting a majority of the money. So it's like a pros versus Joes game in the betting space, but the odds makers have obviously reacted to the pro money or the presumed sharp money. They've lowered the Bucks from a 7.5-point opening favorite to the current line at Tipico is 5.5, and no official starting fives have been announced. So this line being as low as it is suspicious anyways. I mean, the Milwaukee Bucks obviously are much better than Detroit Pistons. They beat the Pistons, I think, 12 straight. The Pistons snapped that streak in their last meeting, actually. They beat them. I don't know. The Pistons beat them, though. And but they've been double-digit favorites, I think, 6 of the last 7 meetings with the Pistons. The Bucks have, and the one time they weren't double-digit favorites, they were 4.5-point favorites earlier this season. Giannis played, but the Bucks were missing Middleton and Drew Holiday. So what I'm getting at here is, I think there's a good chance that sharps or the books are seeing that perhaps Giannis and or Middleton and or Holiday could take a rest day here. Milwaukee just played last night. I'm spacing out on who they just played and beat. Hold on, let me pull that up right now. Sorry about that. Yeah, they beat Boston 127-121. They're sitting right now in the 2 seed. And while I don't think they're ducking anyone, I mean, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world if they fell back to the 3 seed, because then they wouldn't most likely have to play the Brooklyn Nets. You know, KD is good enough to will the Nets past any team in a 7-game series, in my opinion. But I also like the Pistons because it's just a better spot for them. They're 10-5 against the number as 5-7-point underdogs. My phone started ringing. They're 10-1 against the number in their last 12 versus winning teams, and they're 10-13-1 against the number as home underdogs, and they get a plus 2.1 ATS differential in those spots. Also, Milwaukee isn't very good on at least covering the number when playing on zero rest days. And the second of a back-to-back, they're 4-9 Milwaukee is against the number, and they have a minus 4.7 ATS differential. So I like the Pistons here. I'm high on the Pistons moving forward. Obviously, next season they have nothing to play for this season, and maybe they just want to, you know, go out on a winning note at home, beating the defending champion Bucks. I don't see the Bucks really caring that much about that game, and I think the line movement kind of further supports that argument and that narrative, because otherwise, I'm going to look like a moron betting the Pistons, right? I mean, there's a very good chance the Bucks play everyone and just destroy the Pistons. There's even a decent chance the Bucks play everyone in the first half, get a big enough lead to rest everyone in the second half, and just cruise past the Pistons. But the Pistons have made us some money down the stretch. I'm feeling them this tonight. I just have a hunch they're going to cover. They're going to play well. So I'll take the Pistons. Truthfully, I'm actually not going to take the money line. A lot of times when I bet the underdog to cover, I'll sprinkle on the money line, but I'm not going to here. I'm just going to take the Pistons plus 5.5 points. It's my first best bet. Second, I'm going to take the Miami Heat plus 1.5 at home against the Atlanta Hawks. This line movement's absurd, and I got to be honest, I can't reverse engineer it. So since I can't explain the line movement, I'd prefer to fade it and be on the same side as the house. Miami opened as a 4.5-point favorite, and they've been bet all the way through zero to right now. They're plus 1.5, which is where I'm giving it out at. I understand that the Heat have a lot of guys that are banged up, nicked up, and they could be sitting a number of players. But Jimmy Butler's pending on the injury report, or pending in the starting lineup, I should say. Max Strus is actually listed as their starting shooting guard. Miami's been really good when that guy started. And they're pretty deep at guard with Oladipo and Hero coming off the bench. And if you can negate Trae Young and or get better backcourt play than Atlanta with Trae Young and Bogdanovich and Huerter, then I don't really see where Atlanta has an edge in this spot. And furthermore, Atlanta's a terrible defense. I think they're 26th or 27th in defensive rating. And Miami just crushes bad defenses. They're 23-7 straight up versus bottom 10 defenses. They have a plus 9.1 adjusted net rating and a plus 3.6 ATS differential versus bottom 10 defenses, according to cleaningtheglass.com. Part of that is they play elite pick and roll defense. They're 6th in defensive efficiency versus pick and roll action through ball handlers. And we know Trae Young is a huge pick and roll point guard. I mean, the Atlanta Hawks run a top 5 highest frequency of pick and roll action through Trae Young mostly, right? And I just feel like a lot of the market's betting the Hawks here because they assume the Hawks have more motivation to finish as the 9 seed so they can get that first 9-10 play-in matchup at home against the Charlotte Hornets. But, like, why wouldn't Miami be as motivated or more motivated to clinch the 1 seed, which is what I think is at stake here? I mean, given their injuries, their on-court altercations, both internally and against other teams, it would be an awesome moment for the Heat and Miami locker room to clinch the 1 seed in a pretty loaded Eastern Conference. They've missed Jimmy Butler for a lot of games. Of course, again, he had that infamous spat with Eric Spoelstra on the sideline, and despite all that stuff, Miami's had a hell of a season and could go into the playoffs hosting every playoff series. So I think they're going to be at full motivation. Either way, Miami is just so much better coached. They have a lot more continuity, familiarity, and I like how they play more so than Atlanta. I mean, that's the nuts and bolts of it. And again, because I can't reverse engineer the line movement, I'm okay fading it. And it's just a terrible spot for Atlanta. And conversely, a great spot for Miami. Atlanta is 4-14 on the road against the spread on the road versus winning teams. They're 1-4 against the number in the last 5 visits to Miami. They're 9-11 against the number when playing with a rest disadvantage. They last played on Wednesday. Miami last played on Tuesday. And Miami, with 2 or 3 days off, according to team rankings, is 9-6 against the number with a plus 6.6 ATS differential. And they're 4-1 straight up as home underdogs. So if they're getting points at home, they typically win outright. And of course, I think they're going to win outright here. I'm taking the Heat plus 1.5. I can't really give you a lot of reasons on why I prefer the Heat plus 1.5 more so than the money line, if I'm being honest. It's just one of those things. Like, I've seen enough games that a team is favored by 1.5, not cover the spread, but win. Whereas I'll just take the 1.5 points of the Heat. 1.5 points with the Heat, right? I said that right. All right, so that's my second best bet. Heat plus 1.5 along with the Pistons plus 5.5. And to round out my bet slip for the Bet Slippin' NBA regular season finale, I'm going to go with the Chicago Bulls minus 2.5 hosting the Charlotte Hornets. Chicago needs to right the ship. They've been terrible lately. They lost 3 straight, have been blown out in all 3 of those games. Billy Donovan, the head coach of Chicago, and All-Star Zach LaVine said this much to the press. Both of them effectively said they need to step it up here and start looking like the team, the Bulls team that we saw earlier this season. But I do think it's a buy-low spot for Chicago. Granted, they got crushed the last three games, but those were against quality teams. In fact, some of the 3 best teams in the Eastern Conference, as far as I'm concerned. They've been beaten by double digits in the last 3 by Miami, Milwaukee, and Boston. Whereas Charlotte has given up 144 points in both losses to Philly and Miami over the last 7 days. So while Chicago has looked really bad recently, it's not like Charlotte's looked all that great. And Chicago owns Charlotte. They've won and covered, I think, 5 straight against the Hornets. Also, both these teams are like middle of the pack, mid-tier teams. I think Charlotte's 16th in adjusted net efficiency and Chicago's 17th, according to cleaningtheglass.com. But Chicago performs much better versus these mid-tier teams than Charlotte does. I mean, the Bulls' main issue is when it steps up in competition. That's where they get outclassed. But in this same middle tier where Charlotte rests, Chicago plays much better. They're 20-7 straight up versus teams in the middle 10 of net efficiency. They have a plus 4.2 adjusted net rating, which is good for 7th in the NBA, and a plus 2.8 differential. Charlotte, on the other hand, versus middle of the pack teams are 13-13 straight up and a plus 0.9 adjusted net rating, which is just 14th. They also have, I think, a plus 1.5 ATS differential, which is obviously pretty good, but not as good as Chicago. It's also just it's a much better spot for Chicago. They're 20-4 straight up as home favorites and 21-7 against the spread as home favorites. So they cover and went outright at home when favored Also, they're 9-5-1 against the number as 1 to 2.5 point favorites. And a big reason is because they're really good in the clutch. Chicago, 24-16 straight up in the clutch. They have the third best net rating at +15.2. On the other hand, Charlotte, not so good in the clutch, more below average. They're 19-18 straight up, but have the 18th best net efficiency in the clutch at -3.0 net rating. And just for those of you at home, clutch is defined by games that are within a 5-point margin inside of the final 5 minutes to play. So it's tight games, right? Chicago has DeMar DeRozan, who's been fabulous in the clutch this season. And Charlotte is still a young team, still learning how to win. So I'm going to take Chicago in an ultimate get-right spot. They want to finish their season strong here at home. I think this is too cheap of a number. I'm going to add that to the Miami Heat +1.5. Again, Bulls -2.5 and the Pistons +5.5. Just for the record, the Bulls -2.5 is my favorite play of this card. My second favorite would be the Heat, and then my third favorite's the Pistons. I'm more or less just feeling the Pistons as more of like a hunch, whereas the other two teams, like, I feel like I gave better analysis for. But again, I'll be back next week in some form to talk about the NBA playoffs and play-ins. I'll keep you guys briefed on those details when I get them on Twitter. Follow me at Jeffrey_Clark. Follow the podcast at BetSlippin'. Presenting website at Sportsbook Wire, and shout out to Tipico, the sponsor of this podcast. I hope you guys have enjoyed the ride and enjoyed the podcast, and I've helped make you some money. I continue to want to make you guys money and plan on profiting on future NBA productions that I do. So follow me on Twitter, and I'll be talking to you guys soon. Peace.
Thought I'd see if anybody wanted to play some round ball.
You're listening to the Bet Slippin' Podcast Daily NBA Show, featuring Jeff Clark from USA Today Sportsbook Wire.